Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. So, you are all in the library. You were told, hey, this is a living library. And you did a few things after that, but what would you like to do?
Well, Galen's got a couple of books he's got to get reading on.
Okay.
And since I like to think he has a little bit of the ADHD I have, he's not necessarily a fast reader because he doesn't have a lot of practice. So, like, if people are going to move around, he's good to move with them and just start reading when we get wherever we're going. I think by the end of last episode, everybody had some books to go through.
Yeah.
So Galen is good to, because he also needs to work on the mall. He's got lots of things that are going to take lots of time to do.
Sure.
DM, how do you want us to go about these books?
So I'm good with whatever. If you tell me you want to spend, like, you've all probably got minimum 3 or 4 days each with just the books you guys just gathered, mm-hmm. not including anything else you have on you that is unread. So, and I'm gonna make a ruling real quick. So,
as we're walking out, heading back,
into the atrium.
Yeah, if we head back into the atrium, are we gonna pass the Z section?
No, you have to go out of your way.
Have to go out of our
way. Yeah, that's like way at the end.
Okay, so we came in like the A section.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Can I take a quick pit stop real quick before we head out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna run into the Z section. If you guys want to come with, you
isn't that like a mile down?
It's a ways away.
I mean,
you can get there.
Hey, that'll be work on your running.
There you go.
You want to carry some of the books?
You said we're passing the A's.
We passed the A's on the way in.
Yeah, you'll pass them again on your way out. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. When we pass the A's, I'm gonna grab something too.
Okay.
But if we're doing his stuff first,
okay, isn't great. Yeah. we'll grab stuff in Z, and then we'll.
Is everybody coming or just?
I'll go with you if you need somebody to go with you.
I mean, I don't need to, but
there's like a lot of buddy walking.
Okay.
I'll wait here.
I'm just going to kind of just keep wandering down the aisles and just looking at stuff.
Okay. So we'll split the party. Dindal,
always
Galen.
Always a choice.
It's fine. Dindal, Galen, you two head off towards the Z section. So it takes you a good half hour to hike down that way. What are you looking for?
So after Roseman said that this was a living library, I'm going to look. Do you know his last name?
Zelvig is the last name.
Oh, I just have Zelvig. I don't have his first name then. What is his first name?
Heinrich.
So I'm gonna look for Heinrich Zelvig and see if there's anything on him.
Okay. Roll investigation. That's a pretty high one. So that's real oddly specific.
18,
yeah. Okay. It takes you a little bit to find it. It's a narrow tome.
Mm-hmm.
It's tucked in between two other larger works. About, I don't know, 200 pages.
I'm gonna flip to the end. I wanna see how he died.
It doesn't say how he died.
Dang it!
They're not. It has a record of his research.
Yeah.
But there's not an account of his death. But you do have the collected works of Heinrich Zelvig.
You see Danville kind of, dang it.
But there are relevant things in this book.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, didn't find exactly what I was looking for, but ready to head back?
Okay.
Yeah. On the way, since we're going back through the entire alphabet, Dindal.
Yeah.
If I were looking for information on the realm of dreams and totems. Would that be under T or D or R, do you think?
I mean, it's also a barbarian thing, so I wonder if there's barbarians.
Oh, so now we now have four places to look instead of three. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, okay, let's be thorough.
So roll intelligence, Dynal. While you're doing that, Kathra, you and Bracken are up in the A section.
I went ahead about halfway down.
Okay.
And look an L.
L.
For
love?
No.
Sorry.
Lore of the Ancient Mothers.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Roll your investigation for me. I'm going to start a new page.
Bummer.
I know, right?
Suffer.
17.
Okay. Give me just a second. Let me write down the previous book title. Okay. So you look. You do find it. It's two large tomes.
Okay.
500-600 pages apiece.
Okay.
That's gonna take you about a week.
Okay.
Week each or a week total?
A week total to get through those.
Come on.
I'm so sorry.
There's the door.
Off you.
You won't, coward. No,
I won't. So you, Bracken, Bracken, all of a sudden you just see Kathra pull out two huge books.
Good gods.
One says wind, one says truth. Sorry. That's a Sanderson joke. I apologize.
Good gods. Those have to weigh more than Dindal.
Yeah, I didn't expect books this big, but alright.
I can't.
I also want to look in the C's before I get to the A's. Okay. So like I have two places.
Okay.
Do you need help carrying those things?
From you?
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying something new.
Okay, well, in that case, thank you for the offer, but I think I'm good.
Yeah, that's fair. That looks really heavy. I'm okay. First, I want to look for Kryn in the seas.
Okay. Roll investigation.
No.
We're going to lose information.
This is the first time I've ever rolled these die either.
You're asking to be cursed.
Why are you rolling on a peanut lid?
Because I don't have my other stuff out because I was late. So I'm doing what I got. Investigation? Oh, that's fine. Okay. 14?
14. Okay. Yeah. So you find there's... So next to... This is the first time you've run across this in the couple of sections you've looked in.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the end caps, there's a section of scrolls. And so you look through like the titles where stuff should be, and you don't find anything there, but you do find it says an index of scrolls. Mm-hmm. And you pull it out and you look. And in one of the titles... for one of the scrolls that's like literally on the end right around the corner. It says the aliases of Krenmar the Terrible.
Okay. How long do I think that'll take me to read?
Well, you found the title. You have to go find the scroll.
Okay.
Now.
Then I'll go look for that one.
Okay. Roll investigation one more time. You can roll it with advantage because you know what you're looking for.
Amazing.
18. Yeah. So you find a rather large scroll, and there's like a wax seal on it, and written next to it, it just says the aliases of Krenmar the Terrible.
Okay. Gotcha. So then, after I find that one. I'm going to look. How long do I think that'll take? Or how long will
it
take?
It's at least going to take a day.
At least a day. Okay.
Yep. That's the minimum for all of them.
Okay. And then when we get to the A's, I want to look for one on Aranor, if I can find anything.
Okay. Roll your investigation for that one then.
14.
Yeah, there's a small book. It's called Aranor the Black.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for me. Are we just waiting for the other two, I guess?
Yeah, I'm just scanning, seeing if anything strikes my fancy as we're standing here.
Okay.
This is insane, right? Like, I just gesture to everything around us. Like, this is normal, right?
The fact that it's alive, so like...
Is it going to eat us?
Where they just pulled out a book.
Mm-hmm.
Did it fill with something?
No.
Okay.
Like, is it alive like that table that tried to eat Galen was alive? Well, or alive
Well, I just looked and I thought maybe like if you pulled something out, mm-hmm. something immediately filled it or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that's happening.
That's boring.
I don't really understand how this works. And
that's really weird, right?
Like, I do kind of understand magic and I have no idea.
Like, in this instance, I can understand why Dindosol into books.
Yeah.
Like, if you could find everything about everything somewhere.
Why, Dindal's not here. Are you a little nervous about him?
In what sense?
The whole book, like, he got a little intense about all the books earlier.
I mean, yeah, but I thought it's just because he's a little, like, weird about it. Like, he's a nerd.
I don't know. It was a little more than, it seemed like, what?
My eyes, why didn't I, like, grab your arm?
What?
This is a living library about everything. I run down to the D's.
Okay.
I'm going to look for a book on Dindal.
Okay.
Just for funsies.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Dindal, you and Galen are looking, so you're looking for tomes, dreams.
Totem.
Totem, dream,
realm, and apparently barbarian.
Okay. So, why don't you do this? So roll twice, roll with advantage, and we'll just let it count for all four. So Danny, you roll, and then Galen, you roll.
So you want me to tell you both rolls or just one?
Just one.
Okay. And you said it was intelligence?
Yep.
Or investigation?
Sorry, it's investigation.
Okay. 23.
Okay. So... You have found totems and their meanings. Totems and their meanings. There we go. Remind me of the topics. Totems.
Totems, realm, dreams, and barbarian.
Okay. So for realm, Dindal, you also find it's called Realms Unaware. And then it's like there's a subtitle and it's just accessing the things we can't see. Dreams, Galen, what was your role?
So I rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
I have no bonus to my investigation. So okay. It's just a 20.
Okay. So dreams and barbarians. So you find a book called The Nature of Dreams. Not sure if it's gonna exactly fit the bill, but
yeah.
And then you find a book called A History of the Fanes.
So The Nature of Dreams and A History of the Fanes.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking back and looking for this stuff, does Dindal ask Galen why he's looking for these things, or is he just going to look?
Well, Dindal remembers you told him about being able to access dreams and being able to communicate. the barbarians. So are you going to be trying to do this yourself, or is this so you can talk to your uncle, Ulf?
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Ulf. Uncle was Kjartan, and we don't want to talk to him.
Right, he's the bad guy.
Yeah. No, I would... So, they... To access the dream where the Fane leaders can go and talk to each other, like there's like a meeting place that they go and they can talk to each other in this meeting place, but to get there in the dream, they have to have this totem, a little statue kind of thing. And when we have a Fane moot, They bring the totem, and they stack all the totems because like on top of each other, because they don't need them because they're all together. And then when we, you know, go back to our homes, they take the totem. And so it would, if, cause like that spell that I used to talk to Ulf, that's cool, but it's real limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only being able to say 25 words and only getting 25 words back.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the dream, like, there were times when Ulf would talk as though he had been in the dream, like, all day. But I know for a fact that he was only asleep for, like, 2 hours.
Hmm.
And, like, so being able to talk and actually have a conversation to ask him questions, to deal with it. If I could get there, if I had something to get me, if I could figure out how to get to that spot and be able to talk to him, that would be handy to know how to do. We don't normally, you know, we don't have a whole lot of people who are, you know, I don't know how many thousands of miles, because we're on the other side of the planet from them. Like, there's no good way to talk to him from here. So.
Now remind me, do they know that I have the dream totem?
No.
Nope.
No, okay.
Nobody knows.
Daniel knows. Right. Galen doesn't.
So.
So, since you're technically a Fane leader, right? Like, this is something you want to be able to join in on,
but I mean, it would be good. I mean, I don't know, with the fact that Kjartan is also a Fane leader, I don't know that I want to announce the presence of the Gorai Fane, but to be able to converse with Ulf face to face and inform him, because I trust him with everything, and to be able to tell him about what's going on, get advice, because I mean, I don't know how to lead a Fane, and I'm supposed to lead a Fane, and then I'm also supposed to lead everybody, and like, you know, it'd be nice to be able to go to somebody who's a whole heck of a lot wiser than I am and got a whole lot more experience than I do. So I'm trying to find a way to get there so that I can, you know, try to have those conversations.
So do you have to create this totem, or is it something that someone can give you, or like, is there only a select number?
So I have only ever seen the 12 for the Fanes that I knew about. When we go to the Fane moot, we have 12 Fanes that show up. Since traveling, I have now found that there are who knows how many Fanes in the oceans, because we met those
octopus ones, right?
Yeah, we met Octopus Fane, and they said that there are several others. There's the Gorai Fane.
And didn't you tell us in your dream you were, are you Kraken Fane or something? Weren't you a Fane too? Like your own? Or are you part of the Gorai
Fane? I'm the leader of the Gorai Fane.
Okay.
You're talking about the vision?
Yeah, that vision. Didn't you say you were like...
I don't think they said I was Kraken Fane.
Okay.
But I did have Fane marks from, like the one on my shoulder, from several, I don't remember how many, Fanes.
It was every Fane.
Well, yeah. Galen just...
You have perfect recall of that.
Well, yeah, if he went and thought about it,
right.
He could count them.
Yep.
But he hasn't done that.
Okay.
I got a bunch of Fane tattoos all over my body. So I don't know how many Fanes there are. And I don't know how many Fanes I'm supposed to end up leading. I know that the dragons are a Fane. If my vision comes true, which, you know, I was told this is a possible future.
Right.
If this future comes true, the dragons become a Fane under my leadership. And all the other... And he sits there, goes for just a second. He's like, at least, like, just on the front of me, I, like, 25 Fane tattoos. Just on the front of me. Like, I don't know how to lead that. And the only totems I know of, the only people, now granted, I'm not in charge, so maybe there are more. The only Fane leaders that I know of that have been in the dream at the council meetings are the 12 from the Fanes on the continent. I don't know if, and who knows, maybe the ocean Fanes have their own totems and but their meeting place in the dream is a different meeting place. I don't know. And it's possible that Ulf knows. Ulf may know about the Fanes in the ocean, and he may know about Fanes on, I mean, who knows? There may be Fanes on this continent. I don't know. I've never been here before. So, but that, there's so much that I want to ask him, and 25 words at a time, what, like 3 times a day? That's a really hard way to try to get information.
That sounds like it's pretty important, huh?
I mean, who knows? That's one possible vision of the future. Maybe we'll be walking down one of these aisles and a pile of books will collapse on me and I'll die. I don't know. But if I'm going to be a leader, I would dearly love to be able to get advice from the best leader I know. Which, no offense, is not Hostus.
Oh, no, definitely not. Dendo kind of like stops in his tracks a little bit, and you see him kind of looking down at something. Did the totems that you saw, did they have any kind of markings on them?
I mean... So bear totems is in the shape of it's a bit stylized, but in the shape of a bear.
But it didn't have, you know, those markings, those runes that I've been looking at?
So once again, not the leader of the Fane.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to spend a lot of time with it. Like, they don't just, oh, hey, you're a 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid. Why don't you examine this very closely? So, like, there may be runes on them. They're made in such a way that they stack. So it could be that there's, like, a rune on the bottom. And I just never, you know, I wasn't handling it. That was Ulf's job. So, I don't know.
Roll intelligence.
Four.
Yeah, you don't remember seeing any runic markings.
I think I might be able to help you with that. Now, I don't know how it'll work because you don't technically sleep. But I have something that might allow you to talk to Ulf, because this might be something that's important for you. It's going to take a lot out of you. You'll wake up in the morning feeling, well, like I said, I don't know how to work because you don't sleep, but in the morning you'll not feel great.
Is that why you've been tired a couple of mornings? Like, look like you haven't slept at all?
I mean, once or twice, maybe.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
Can I get it back when you're done?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's your thing, I appreciate the loan, but.
Yeah, of course. So yeah. I'm going to hand him the dream wand.
Okay.
It'll let you kind of relive dreams and everything. I don't know if it'll do exactly what you're wanting, but maybe we can create your own dream totem with it. But it might help you. When I used it, I was able to kind of relive a dream or a moment in my life. I was able to see my dad once. So it might help. Maybe if we're able to create something that can do something similar, maybe we can put that rune on it and we can infuse it with some magic and bing, bang, boom, maybe you can do it.
Well, that'd be cool. I appreciate it. I might be able to, you say it lets you relive date time that you had lived before?
Yeah. And be able to kind of like see it. And
well, maybe it'll let me go back to a time when I saw our clan totem, our fane totem, and then look at it and see if there are runes on it, you know?
Yeah.
So if it only lets me relive times that have been past, then maybe I can do that. And if maybe it'll let me actually get to the place that Ulf and the others go. But, I mean, either way, it's a possible great... I mean, it'd be great help to be able to at least try.
Yeah. I think it'll put us on the right track. Like I said, that sounds really important.
I appreciate it, man.
Of course. You've saved my butt more times than I can count, so it's the least I can do.
So as the two of you were finishing up this conversation, you walk up on them. Was there anything else the two of you were doing?
I was looking for a book about Dindal.
Yes. Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll.
Should I just like send them my PDF of my backstory?
I'm not finding anything.
No, you should.
Never mind.
10.
You look... And you don't find anything yet.
Dang it.
You forget how to spell his last name.
Right?
Yeah.
And like there's like 15 Dindal books.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're looking in the D's instead of with his last name.
I don't know how libraries work.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this. I didn't go to school. Shocking. I know.
Okay. I mean, it could be this here, but...
And we'll not find really out my name.
Oh, trust me, I've thought of that.
Okay, so after failing to find a book on Dindal, is there any last minute things you do before they walk up?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you walk up, you're all four back together.
So did y'all find anything else?
A couple more things.
Yeah. I have a scroll and...
I think, yeah, we're going to have a problem of, like, I feel like everywhere I look, I can find more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we're ever going to stop.
I mean, we've only been hanging out for, like, a month and change, and we've run into a lot of people that want to hurt us. So we could definitely spend a lot of time looking up those people and every possible dangerous group that we've heard about in the last month and a half.
Are we just going to spend the next year here reading books?
I feel like if we came back, the world might be destroyed.
No. I agree with Galen.
Reading's fine and all. But I really need to hit some things every once in a while just to keep my skills up.
Ghost of LeVar Burton appears. My son, you... No.
Reading Rainbow.
LeVar Burton is canon in all universes.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton is Heimdall.
I don't hate it.
Oh my gosh.
But only in his Geordi LaForge with the...
Correct. Plot line. Correct.
He's Geordi LaForge, but minus the eye thing.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, I think... This is going to take me, a couple weeks to read, I think.
Mine's going to take a minute.
Probably. How many books did you find, Eindel?
In this specific run, 4. Yeah, before, when we were looking, I found, 2 or 3 others.
Oh, I didn't even think about those. I have, 3 from previously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
All I've got's the ones in here. The one book we found for me out there was... not accurate, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess let's go raid.
So we're just going to raid for the next week, right?
I look at Galen.
Yay.
I'll brew some tea. It's going to be awesome, guys.
I mean, what else are we... I don't know what else to do.
I mean, if we break up the monotony for our more... athletically gifted friends to go explore for a little bit.
I don't know if I'm athletically gifted, but I am
read for 2 days, explore for 2 days. But the problem is, this is what we were just supposed to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we go explore somewhere and for whatever reason can't get back here, we know we're on another continent.
Oh, I don't think we leave the library. I'm just saying maybe...
I don't even know if we explore too much because mm-hmm. we know through that... Yeah. hole in the corner over there, crazy stuff happens.
So I will say this. So Rosman told you, so there's the forge and the armory
mm-hmm.
that can be explored. There's the living quarters. You guys are in one section of it, but there's other living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole other...
We have to find Damascus's room.
That's not here. That's at... Oh, no. Damascus' room is here.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry. I was thinking of the monastery. It's not...
No, not that, not that one.
Yeah.
The one here.
Yep. The one that he gave us the combo to his safe.
Yep. In. There's also that room here.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
There's things in the atrium you guys haven't looked at yet. So there's... I say low-level exploration. There are things that are not studying that will break up that,
mm-hmm.
that tedium.
Galen and I can do some general looking around when you guys are reading, because you guys have more to read than we do. I feel like
I have a lot of reading to do, so that's fine with me.
Yours is going to take a lot longer than ours, I'm assuming.
On the speaking of how many days, on those two books, are they 1 day books or are they more day books?
The ones about...
The Nature of Dreams and the History of the Fanes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Rage of Odalekti and Delight of Leyte, you said, were 2 day books.
Yep.
There's a Survey of the Southern Oceans.
That's a 1 day.
And then Nature of Dreams and History of the Fanes.
Nature of Dreams is 1 day. History of the Fanes, that's about a 4 day read. So that one's your most involved. And Danny, the two that you found, Totems, Their Meetings, and Realms Unseen, those are both 1 days.
All right, let's start raiding.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so Danny sent me a bunch of book titles earlier. I have little lore pieces for all of them. So essentially like, well, and then I have the ones you found last week and the one, or the ones you found last time we recorded and then the ones today. So just pick one and we'll advance, you know, that many days.
I think Galen is going to focus on dreams.
Okay.
And so for his first day of reading, I think he's going to go for the nature of dreams. Just to try to get that, see if he can understand even what's going on in that book.
Okay.
So.
All right. So with that, so it's going to be paired with an intelligence roll. So roll your intelligence.
Yay, intelligence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your favorite stat.
Yeah, Galen's flat, even stat.
Is that your dump stat?
It's my dump stat.
It goes over his head. That's a natural one.
Oh.
No.
He doesn't understand anything.
Okay.
No. Like, I'm assuming it's like...
It's philosophical.
Yeah, it's a philosophical treatise on the nature of dreams. And like, written... It's like a PhD dissertation.
Yep.
And he's like... This is not helping.
Yeah.
Galen, we don't hit the books.
I honestly think with that role, I think he gets like an hour in and is just like, no, ow, I'm going to work on my maul. And he's going to work on the maul for the rest of the day. Like he's going to, with a one, he's going to give up on that and work on the maul.
Okay.
Because it's just his brain's not wrapping around it.
Okay.
And he may hand it to Dindal and be like,
I've already got a big stack of books. I'm like, sure, just add it on.
I'm like, hey, you know, not necessarily priority. So don't worry too much about it. But like, I got zilch out of this. I think in an hour I got through reading the first two pages.
Oh, so it's a dense. That's
one. And I think I understood a third of the words that were on the page. It's not a book that I'm going to get. So, like, don't put it on the top of your list. Just, I want somebody else's eyes on it because you being the smartest one, maybe you'll understand what they're talking about.
Okay. So, because you're going to work on your maul instead, go ahead and make a roll for your maul.
All right, and you said those are at advantage because I have the... And it's dex and proficiency?
Yes.
That's a 24.
Okay. Yeah, so how many faces do you have left? To rough in.
I currently have three faces shaped out of six.
Okay. So you get another face shaped. Kathra.
Yes?
Which book would you like to read?
The Anatomy of Dragons.
Okay. Anatomy of Dragons, it's going to take you minimum 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and make... I'll go ahead and have you make both rolls.
Okay.
So just it's roll your intelligence.
I'm going to use one of my rerolls.
Okay.
Yikes, 11. That's for the fine. First one.
Okay.
And then 8 for the second one.
Okay, that's fine. It ends up taking you 3 days.
Okay.
Let's see, days 1 and 3. You do get through both of them. You have a much better understanding of, like, it sounds weird to say dragon anatomy, but like, it's... Shut up.
I didn't say anything! Toddlers.
I know, right? I
didn't say anything.
It's anthropomorphic. And so it's... how, like, you know, how their wings grow and how how their scales grow. So you have like that level of knowledge.
Okay.
Does it explain where their wings go when they turn into people?
No.
It just says magic.
Yeah. Yeah. It just says hand wave. But in that as well, so you begin to understand the nature of the different kinds and types and variations of dragons. So just for this, so we'll use, it's called Fizban's Treasury of Dragons.
Okay.
It's a wizard's book. I've got it on D&D Beyond. So because you're linked with mine, you can look at it anytime. So you have free access to that.
Okay.
Just whenever. If a dragon thing comes up.
Got it. That's really the book I just read, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bracken? You wanna...
Yeah, I'm gonna do Death and all of his friends.
Okay.
Survey of a cultist.
Yep.
Especially because that's the one that... Because the death cult is where I heard Agamemnon's name before.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence, right?
Yes.
Can I do stealth for funsies?
You can hide while you read.
I'ma use luck.
Oh no.
I mean, I'm gonna use luck again.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
I mean, that's slightly better. 12.
12. It ends up, I mean, you get through the book. It's there's not a ton of
nothing about Marijan.
Yeah,
or that wasn't the Marijan. That was just death cults.
Yeah, that's just death cults.
Okay,
like you read it, it's beneficial, but it's not.
It's a dead end.
It's not what. Yeah, it's a dead end. It's not what you want.
Daniel, are you proud of me?
Okay.
Okay. That one just takes about a day, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Daniel.
Can I do Runes of Power?
You can do Runes of Power.
I rolled a 16. Is it intelligence?
Yeah.
So 19.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. So let me say this. So you go to start reading it, and there's literally a handwritten note in the book, and it says, prior to reading this, it's beneficial to read the Secrets of the Elder Runes.
Okay, so they have that one. Can
yeah.
I put that one on top of it? It's like, yeah. All right, then. I put that on top, start reading that one.
So we'll let your roll apply to Secrets of the Elder Runes.
Okay.
So it's one day to study. So the big knowledge that you gain from it, whoever, so these runes, and I have a thing for you.
Oh,
it's handwritten, like it would be in the book. Pass these down to Danny, please.
Don't look at them.
Why would you tell me that?
And it's my chicken scratch, so I can interpret later if you need me to. But if you paint or draw these runes on somebody's either forehead or their hands, they get +5 temporary hit points.
Ooh.
When the appropriate rune is painted. So, like, situationally,
okay,
you can paint or draw those runes on someone's. I have an actual visual aid I can give you later, but I just did that today while I was
cool
prepping because I'm a dork. All right. So technically, because the timeline has advanced 3 days, if you want to roll for your second one, go ahead and roll for your Runes of Power.
Would I also roll on my maul?
Yeah.
Yep. 18?
18, yeah.
And then I'll roll on my other one.
Okay. So for Runes of Power, you understand, and I'll send you a note, that there are some of those runes that they're like, there's like categories of runes even inside those. So like the rune for tier, if you carve that on a sword hilt, then you get an advantage in battle. Or, you know, if you engrave that rune on
somebody's maul.
Yeah, on somebody's maul. Or into somebody's head. I mean, you can do that.
So like I give him a tattoo.
Yeah. So there's victory runes. There are what's called ale runes. They're protective runes. That like you would carve on the outside of a cup to like protect from poison. There are birth runes, so like fertility runes to like protect during childbirth. You can share that knowledge with Cather. There are what's called wave runes. It's for protection on ships, or like to protect the ship during sailing. Let's see. There are what's called branch runes. They're healing runes. And then the last two, there are what's called speech runes. So they improve your rhetorical ability. And then there are thought runes, so they improve your wit. So it's a temporary wisdom advantage.
Mechanically, would I be able to do these like in combat for like the healing one, or is it something that I would need to do beforehand and bring it into like,
yeah,
combat?
So for the healing runes, you would have to like create objects.
Okay.
And then like take them into battle with you.
Okay.
Now like, you know, the victory rune, the rune of tear, so like you could carve that or paint that on whatever, and it's a battle advantage.
So since I took the spell Glyph of Warding, can I use that kind of like, these are the glyphs that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yep. What would you roll in your maul?
So I'm not just saying this because I rolled a 19. After working on my maul, mm-hmm. I would have probably needed to go back to reading books to try to get through books.
Okay.
So I would have, if you want me to do the maul because I thought about it after I rolled, but the Delight of Leyte, because I need to know about the Kraken.
Yep.
And this would be just a straight 19.
Okay. So that is her history. It's about 500 years worth of history. I will type that up and give it to you later. But so just for now, you have advantage on knowledge. Like, just in general, you have advantage on knowledge regarding Leyte, the Kraken.
Okay.
Cather.
Yes.
I
had spent my 3 days reading.
Okay.
This is a separate. This is a new day, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Because I was going to start reading the Marijan and their healing ways.
Okay.
That was a 1, so I'm going to use another luck point.
Okay.
But it's a new day, so the other two don't count anymore.
Eighteen. Marijan and their healing ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know that they are, or so through reading, Marian's story is confirmed.
Okay.
They started off as clerics and healers.
Okay.
They served the poor. They typically, they rebuffed power.
Okay.
So a lot of them, like, they would live in squalor to help those who lived in squalor.
Mm-hmm.
They served the lowest of the low.
So they didn't necessarily believe in, like, follow gods or anything. Yeah. They just helped people.
It was benevolence.
Okay.
More than anything.
Okay. Amazing.
The earliest kind of they would credit things to Altana.
Okay.
But that kind of got lost. And at some point in their history, Heimdall supplanted.
Okay. So they started out crediting things to Altana, but then that got replaced with mm-hmm. Heimdall.
Yes.
Okay.
And that lines up with the just the general knowledge you have that Odin came through and started trying to wipe knowledge of Altana.
Altana out.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it confirms things that
timeline.
You've heard. Yeah.
Okay.
It confirms things that you've heard.
Yeah. But there's nothing about, at least in this book, about the Marijan of why they became.
Yeah.
Okay. I figure there wouldn't be in this one, mm-hmm. but.
Dinelle, did you want to read a second book?
I will start the.
Oh, no. Your second book was The Runes of Power, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'm good.
So that gets everybody through day two of research. Day three of research, Cathra finishes The Anatomy of Dragons.
Yes.
My book was 2 days.
So okay, your book.
I'm at day three.
Okay. So, Dinedog, you can read another book, start another book if you want to.
I'll start looking at The Meat of Poetry.
Okay. Let's see. I have...
Now, this one's going to take 6 days, so I'm not going to get a whole lot, probably.
Yep.
Rolled a 16.
Okay, you rolled a 16. So you do start in on it, and it's fairly detailed. The portions it so think like Chronicles in your Bible, where it's like this king begat this king begat this king. So it's a lot of like so it does it starts off with, and it's. It lines up with the story that Dindal knows,
mm-hmm.
that there were dwarves that created the original meat of poetry, and that Odin stole it, and then it gets stolen from Odin, and it's going down the line.
Oh, okay.
And there's little snippets of like if there's details available, there's a detail.
Okay.
And you think, like, just based on what you've read,
mm-hmm.
you think the whole thing is probably going to be this way. There might be some expansion on it,
mm-hmm.
but it is beneficial.
Okay. Once I kind of get to the part where it starts going, like, this king had it, then this person had it, then this person was trying to, can I flip to the back and see, is it moving at all? Is there anything being added to it, or okay. is it staying put?
Yeah. So you flip about, almost to the back. The last person that says has it is who I've already told you.
Okay.
Bragi. And it says that essentially like Bragi went into hiding in his mountain home. And then you see it transitions into, like, fleshing out some more details, like, what's in the meat of poetry itself, okay. not just a changing of hands.
Alright.
Okay. Bracken, anything you want to read on this day?
Yeah, I want to start on the Mirjan's corruption.
Okay.
This is a new day, right?
Yep.
Amazing. I'm gonna use luck.
Okay.
That's worse. I mean, it's I'm gonna use luck again. At this point. Thank goodness. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. Yeah. So, whereas Marijan and their healing ways was a 1 day read.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a 2 day.
This one's 2 day. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So, you do read. At some point. The Marijan, they made favor, accidentally. with some folks in power, some benefactors. The benefactors kind of weaseled their way in.
Did it say the names of the benefactors at all?
It does. I'll have to...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine. But nothing I
noticed. Nothing you would recognize.
Okay. That's fine.
This is still 400 or 500 years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because there are dates. There's dating on this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the way that it reads, it doesn't seem like... It's not malevolent. It's not malevolent corruption. Okay. It happened.
Is it like an overnight, or is it like a slow?
No, it's a slow corruption.
Yeah. One day they were healers, and then like a month down the road, they're like, "Oh, we're killing people for money now." Cool. Yeah. Okay.
And it kind of like it morphed, like you realize it morphed into something it should never have been.
Okay.
They kept the guise of healers, because that's how they got influence. Okay. But they adopted a whole other...
Okay. Did that ever stop? Because, like, when Bracken met them, like, when I met them, they weren't... Like, that wasn't a... That guise didn't exist.
Yeah, so...
So, did that go away, or did they just not care?
No, there was a... You read that there was a splintering.
Okay.
That there were some that tried to reform it.
Okay.
And some that didn't.
Okay.
And so that split, when that split happens, there's a migration of people that adhere to, you know, to that group.
Yeah.
And you ran into the aberrant.
Yeah. Well, ran into me. Two yeah, different.
Fair.
But yeah. Okay. Good. But like, as far as I'm looking, no, necessarily in this at least, no names I recognize, nothing...
No.
Outside of, you know, Marijan and just general. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But it is a beneficial read.
Yeah. Okay. Heard.
Can I cast Legend of War?
You can.
On, I think we said Forrester was the next person we wanted to use it on, right?
Yeah, I think Forrester. Because Forrester is also Agamemnon... Valen, all of the things, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think Forrester was definitely one we wanted. Yeah.
I don't know a lot of them, but whatever I can get from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, legend lore, the lore might consist of important details, amusing revelations, or even secret lore that has never been made widely known. All right. For the readers, what does Dindal currently know about Forrester?
I think all I know is that when I got the note, Agamemnon, we found out that he's Agamemnon.
Yep.
Balthazar said that he came from there, but didn't say much about like who he was, just that he worked for him, right?
Yep.
And that he had another name, Valen or whatever, that he killed Rosemond.
Yep.
And...
No, he didn't kill Rosemond.
Oh, he betrayed her?
He employed Rosemond, and one of the other...
Oh, but he betrayed her, right?
One of the other girls killed her, and then he trapped her.
Nope.
No? No.
But he didn't betray her?
No.
I thought he did.
Guys, we listen really well.
Sorry. No, so...
Her story was very confusing, let's be honest.
Yeah, there was a lot of he said, she said, okay?
So I only remember this because I edited that episode. Like 2 days ago.
She was just his apprentice.
She was his apprentice. She was making copies of magical scrolls for him.
Phaedra was the one that betrayed him.
Phaedra betrayed. Right. And then also the other...
Sybil.
Yeah. The other... The
double betrayal.
The one that used to run a tavern
also
betrayed. So she was betrayed and killed by
Phaedra
and then betrayed... And trapped here by Sybil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Exactly. Word for word.
Yeah.
You also, Dindal, you also know that Forrester functions as one of the princes of Hallstatt, one of the merchant princes.
Oh, Penelope works for him, right?
Penelope works for him.
That's right. Yes. I also knew that.
He's evil. I have nothing to base it off but that, but he's evil.
If he's willing to employ Penelope, he must be evil.
Has to be.
Dindal was willing to employ Penelope.
No, I was not. There's no employing going on.
Penelope was trying to employ Dindal.
She was trying to employ me.
Yep.
Okay, so you cast legend lore about Lord Forrester.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes to mind, or the kind of the details that are filled in, is that he hates the gods. He is obsessed with magical control. Which lines up with what you know about him as like one of the merchant princes, because he controls the influx of magical items into Hallstatt. So like, if you come into Hallstatt, you're going to be searched by one of his inspectors. They will bag and tag everything that you have magical. They'll give it back to you, but if it gets used inappropriately, like, they know who did it. And use of magic in Hallstatt is heavily, heavily, heavily regulated. So you also learn through legend lore that Balthazar worked for him as a wizard, like doing wizard things. And that, yes, Penelope is in that like apprentice role. So she was probably apprenticed to Balthazar.
Interesting. Do I get anything about his workings, anything like that? Like what Penelope was doing for him? I have to cast it on her next.
outside of magical control, he does have a obsession with resurrection magic. Like he has a real bent towards resurrection and potentially even blood magic. Ooh. Legend lore is a cool spell.
What was the name of the wizard? Two Stones?
Two Stones, mm-hmm. Yep.
I need to call him later. See if he knows anything about Forrester.
Okay. All right. This is day four.
Okay, after 2 days of reading, Galen's going to work on his maul.
Okay.
Nice. Natural 20 for 28.
Okay. So Galen, you are able to finish the other two phases. So you have everything roughed in.
Yep.
What you have left are, you have six more rolls before your maul, before the head of the maul is finished. You still have the handle to work. So if you remember, I know Galen remembers. So it's wrapped in dragon hide.
Yeah.
And it's, that handle is heavily decorated. So you've got to carve the handle. You have to finish them all. And you have to get the dragon hide. Dragon hide you obviously can't get here.
Yeah.
But
don't look at me.
I did not.
It's a very specific dragon hide. You can roll to remember that if you want to. So with the six additional rolls, so you will finish having the hammerhead or the maul's head.
Okay.
Completed. Then that includes like
drilling a hole for the handle to go through.
Yep. Which you know at this point you have to use the armory for.
Yeah.
Because they would have the, that's probably where you've been working.
In the forge.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So that's where you have, that's what you have left with the maul. Yes, sir.
Did we find out that Matilda was associated with the Marjan, right? She was at that meeting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But was she a member or was she just conspiring with them?
You're not sure.
Okay. Should I legend lore her?
Can you legend lore more than once a day?
No, but it should have been 4 days.
Gotcha.
So.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking the group. Is there anybody that is, like, also important? Or things that are important that we should... that we need to know about? Anybody find anything interesting in their lore that they are, like, seeing if we need to find anything else out?
I personally would like to know more about her, but I also know we have other fish to fry.
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot.
There is so much to do.
Actually, you know who I want to know more about?
Hit me with a string bean.
First of all, rude.
Disadvantage.
Second of all.
First of all, pot, kettle, what?
Second of all, correct. Third of all, rude. No, Kryn.
I mean, there's a lot there too.
Yeah, I mean, he took over one of the princes, and I sure as hell would like to know why.
Okay. After my study, I'll kind of legend lore that next day, fourth day.
Yeah.
After reading.
So on the third day, before we get to that, hey Dindal.
Yep.
Where's your owl?
Right here.
Can he sit on my hand here?
There you go.
She. I'm gonna spend 10 minutes ritually casting. First, I'm gonna cast speak with animals.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna spend 10 minutes ritually casting. Beast sense.
Okay.
And we're going to see if it works.
Okay.
Just because Galen's been wanting to know this and he's like, oh, hey, I remembered.
Okay. That's the wrong speak with animals. That's the, not the legacy one.
So, speak with animals. You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. The knowledge and awareness of any beast is limited by their intelligence, but they can give me information about nearby locations and monsters, including whatever they can perceive or have perceived in the past day. Might be able to persuade them to perform a small favor for you at the GM's discretion.
Yep. Okay. So, the spell works. You're able you're able to cast that.
And I attempt to talk to... the owl and see if Pale Eyes responds.
Okay. Do you ask it a question or? Okay.
Hi, do you understand me?
Yes.
Ha ha! Hi, my name is Galen. I've been told your name is Pale Eyes.
Yes.
Cool. Can I try something? Can I cast some? I want to see if I can look through your eyes, kind of like Dindal does. Is that okay?
Okay. So, like you and I talked about off air. So, I'm gonna have you roll persuasion.
Okay. I have a +5 to persuasion.
Okay.
Wow.
Danny, will you roll for your owl?
I rolled a 2. That's a 7.
Oh, no. Great, but can I give him one of my looks?
No.
I'm going to use a DM inspiration.
Okay.
Just because I want to...
Do I add anything to Pale Eyes?
Would it be wisdom? Insight?
Yeah.
And that's worse. So we're going to go with the 7.
I rolled a 13.
So Pale Eyes looks at you and Pale Eyes, they don't verbally answer no, but you get they're cautious.
Yeah, I'm just curious. It's because I know that Dindal said that he can see through your eyes, but it's got a limited range, or like a limited distance that he can see while you're flying. And back home, we had several dogs, and I think the farthest we got was like 3 miles of the dog running away, and I could still see through their eyes. And so I was just wondering if I could see further than he could. But if you don't want to do it, that's fine. That's, I mean, I understand you're not my companion. You're his. So it's up to you.
He just goes, or she goes, boop. And I'm gonna do what I told you. I'm gonna roll.
That's fine.
Where's the other? Here we go. So if it's higher than 50%, then she'll allow it. Okay. Otherwise, she will. 32.
No, it's all right.
Not this time.
It's all right. So. So while I still have the ability to talk to, because I've got, I think, 10 minutes of speaking.
Yeah.
Mike. So, You're magical, right?
Yes.
Like you're not just like a regular owl but you're like something else that came here. What do you do when you're not here? Because I know sometimes he goes poof and you're not here. What do you do when you're not here?
Pillows sleeps.
That's interesting. I don't sleep. I kind of meditate. Do you dream while you sleep, or is it like just like how does that work? And we don't have to have this full conversation. I just Galen's going to use the time just conversing with the owl just to you know, try to build some rapport so that maybe next time the owl will be more
receptive
to the options.
Right. So the 10 minutes go by. You don't get the sense that owls know how to dream.
Okay.
It's more humanoid thing.
Because, I mean, he knows dogs dream. So
yeah. But seemingly owls do not.
Or at least this one doesn't.
At least this one doesn't. Maybe because of Nate. But... So in talking to Pale Eyes, and then Dindal learning some things about Forrester, I think that's where we're gonna end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. And we will pick up next time. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.